It's now time for the Nick Turturro I Breathe Baseball podcast. Let's take a listen to Nick's enthusiasms today. Hint, it probably involves baseball.
Enthusiasms. Enthusiasms. What are mine? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy? Baseball! A man stands alone at the plate. This is a time for what? Individual achievement. There he stands alone, but in the field, what? Part of a
team.
Welcome to the team. I Breathe Baseball back for another great episode focusing on Yankee fans, common Yankee fans like me. A friend of mine, a very special guest, a very special fan, Michael Pressman, a director, writer from Blue Bloods and many other television shows. We've taken up a bond and become Yankee partners. Welcome, Mike.
How are you, Nick?
I'm good.
Listen, Nick, last night I was at the game. You texted me. You were at the game. You said I'm in left field. I said I'm in right field. We started waving, and the Yankees started to come alive.
Exactly. You felt the mojo, right? I was in.
Right. Yeah. I said to myself, I think Nick's gonna do this.
I was willing it.
You know, you were in the stadium.
I know. And I had your seats a couple of nights ago. Mike gave me his seats right down the first baseline. Right, Mike? What, first row?
First row right by the right field.
I said, stand up. What, did you have like a green shirt or a white?
Yeah, I had a green shirt on.
Yeah, I know. And then I saw you throwing. We're like a very funny combination, like Woody Allen and we're like Mutt and Jeff. We're like, well, you know, white and black, vanilla and chocolate. We went to a Yankee game a few years ago. And I think I got inside your mind a little bit. I think I made you a little crazy. Did I?
Yes, you made me nuts, Nick. But that's okay. That's okay, because, you know, we're all crazy. I mean, look, at this point, I've become your, you know, conscience, and I try to calm you down. I get texts from you, from the West Coast, and you're ready to slit your throat. I'm saying, relax.
I know, you're calming me. I'm trying to become the voice of reason with you.
I know. We're both.
And I got my other partner in crime here, Nick Turturro. Nick, say hello, Michael.
What's up, Michael?
Hey, how are you?
It's a good day. It's a good day to be alive.
Yeah.
Good.
So listen, you share a lot of the baseball season with your son like I do, and you have a young son. How old is your boy?
He's 16, and at the age of six, he became a very serious Yankee fan.
At the age of six?
Six. And I was a Yankee fan when I was six and 10. And then I kind of lost it a little because I went on to other things. And when my son was born, and as soon as I was able to put a glove in his hand and teach him how to catch, he's now wins awards for Little League pitching. I mean, he's amazing.
Wow.
And he's a serious Yankee fan. And
I love it. And his whole room is decorated.
Yeah, totally. It's Jeter, Rivera, Mariano, Gardner. I kid him because I sometimes I talk to him like Girardi, and I go, you know, you got Gardy up there, and you got Evol, and you know, you got Ed, and you got you know, Mahashihiro, and he says, stop doing that. You know, I keep using the nicknames of Girardi.
Is he emotional? Does he watch all the games?
All the games. I have to tell you something. You want to hear a great story?
Yeah.
For a while there, and this is a classic 12-year-old or 13-year-old thing, got a little worried that I might be jinxing the outcome of the games, so we would watch on different television sets.
Oh, wow.
And he was on the second floor, and I was on the first floor. And when Ibanez hit that, was it a grand slam or a home run? He hit two home runs in that game. What game was that?
It was against the Orioles, a playoff game?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was about 3 years ago when Ibanez, you know, when it was Raul.
He pinch hit for A-Rod. Yeah.
Yeah. When he hit that run, he screamed upstairs. I screamed downstairs, and we ran and we met on the staircase and high-fived and went back to the games in separate TV.
Beautiful. I like it because I believe in that superstition.
Yeah, you ruined the game last night.
A lot of times my son walks in the room.
Did you hear that, Nick?
I, that's what he said. I ruined the game. You hear this guy? How did I ruin the game?
Okay, because me and Mom walked into the stadium way before you did. A-Rod hit a home run. Then you come in and they can't score another run except the Beltron one, but I still blame the loss on you.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
But when I got up in the ninth inning and I made connection with Michael Pressman across the stadium, we got it going.
Did they win?
You don't always
almost
win.
That's what you want to think.
Listen, when I get mad, Mike, and I throw my hat or I throw something, I just leave it right there. And then if that's working, I don't mess with it. I don't like to mess with, you know, changing what's working. So if you're on the first floor and he's on the second, leave it that way.
Leave it that way. By the way, I thought that was very cool what Girardi did last night and demonstrated the plate was covered in dirt. How the hell could this guy judge a pitch?
Yeah, I heard he was atrocious. The home plate umpire. I couldn't tell. I was too far away. But you know, I don't want robots doing balls and strikes. But the guys, they should be getting graded and have a supervisor see the guys that come on. A strike is a strike. I played the game. I don't know if you played the game, but I played the game.
Sure.
Yeah, so you know, some of it is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I know.
And I like what he got in front of the plate and kicked the dirt. That reminded me of Billy Martin because I loved Billy Martin. And, you know, there was nothing like the way Billy would kick dirt on somebody. When Girardi blows a gasket, I think it's good. It riles the team up.
Yeah, but they should have won after that. That should have been their inspiration.
It was great. Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Now, when did you become a fan? When you were like six?
Yeah, six or seven. My father took me to a Yankee game when I was about 7 or 8 years old. And he said, I'll never forget. He used to tell me this story when I was older. He'd say, I took you to that game, and you got in the stadium, and you stood up, and you yelled out, I love you, Mickey Mantle!
Oh, wow.
He said that. He never forgot that. He said,
what year
was
it? What was it, early 60s or what?
Yeah. It was 60, 61, 60. No, it wasn't. I think I went when I was 8 years old, 58. I was born in 1950.
Wow. So you remember the 60s very, I mean, you do.
Yeah.
You recall that, right?
The whole team.
What happened in the 70s? In the 70s, you weren't as hot?
70s? No, I was out of it a little in the 70s. I was in L.A., and, I lost track of the Yankees a little.
You lost your, but, oh, my God, because those were great years, 76, 77, 78. I mean, I can't believe that. Those are my favorite teams because that's when I was in high school, and I was at the Chris Chambliss game when they won the pennant in 1976. I jumped on the field. I was running for my life, and I had grass in my hand. I told you that story. I took it in the backyard, and I planted the Yankee grass. It grew for many years.
I'm sure it grew.
Yeah, and that's a true story. And then I was there when Red. I mean, those were great years. But now you got back into it when? In the 90s, the Joe Torre era?
Joe Torre era, yep.
Yeah, and having a son, that helps. I mean, because there's nothing father and son with baseball. It's a beautiful thing, right?
Totally. It's every day we're checking in. He's in L.A. right now. He'll be back next week. He's with his mom in L.A., but we text back and forth, and he'll say, Blue Jays lost. He'll say, are you watching? Are you at work? Where are you? You know,
that's like my son. But I don't like when he gives me bad news. I said, please, don't ruin my day. He comes to the beach the other day, goes, you want to hear what happened that day Severino Beltran? I said, no, I don't want to hear it. I said, I could see the smirk on your face. I don't want to hear it. Tell him about that.
There wasn't a smirk. I walked in straight up. I said, would you like to hear the news? He said, oh, it's going to be bad, isn't it? Oh, no. And then, you know, I told him Severino and the Beltran error, and he freaked out, of course.
I didn't freak out. I just,
you know, he ran in the ocean. He was venting about his life, you know.
Yeah, I needed the salt air to calm me down, you know.
Something.
So,
Nick, how old is your son?
He's your son's age. He's 16. He's going to be a junior in high school in L.A.
That was a beautiful picture you sent me, you guys.
Thank you for the beautiful seats. How do you feel about the stretch run in August? Gut feeling. Yeah, you feel like we're going to win the division?
Yes, I do. I do. I really do. I think that if I were to be a gambling man, I think Girardi is resting some of the guys. I mean, I know Teixeira's hurt, but I just think he's getting them ready for the big push.
Right.
Getting them ready.
I like this team. I like this team. I feel like they might be missing a little something here or there, you know, because they're home run driven. So that's what scares me. I want more out of Ellsbury. I want more out of that guy. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you who's surprising the hell out of me that I think is now becoming my new favorite is Didi Gregorius.
Yeah, I know you love Didi. Yeah.
Well, did you see the? What about that double play on the plate?
I know.
Last night.
No, he's good. He's grown on me. When I first saw him, I said this guy stinks. I thought this guy's a bust.
And that's the other thing too. I said to my son, I said, I think they might trade him. And he goes, no, Dad, he's one of the best shortstops in the game. He says, don't worry, you know. And then so he's totally positive Yankee.
He's good.
But he's also the other thing about my son. Thank heavens, is he's also realistic. He says, I think they'll make the division. I don't know if they're going to make the series.
They'll win the division, but you don't know if they'll make the series.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
They'll make the series. They match up good against other teams. Like, they always beat the Royals, always beat the Astros. They match up good against those teams. Those aren't and, you know, the Yankees, once they're in the playoffs, anything can happen.
Yeah, you got to get in. You got to get in, Mike.
I know.
Well, maybe we'll catch up. They got to get in,
but you know what else, too? And I'll say this, and this is where the problem really emerges in the playoff season, is they got to have the hunger.
I know.
They gotta have the hunger.
I know. I gotta see the fire. I know it's a long season, and you can't be intense every game. But like, every game isn't like Cleveland. They got good pitching right now. This Cleveland team is annoying me. We lost 2 out of 3, and we can't afford to lose a series or split a series. They got good pitching, but you gotta stay hungry. You're right. You gotta stay hungry. And they're a veteran team. I know what you mean. Keep the fire burning. That's what worries me, too, because I have it burning, but do they? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I just hope that they, you know, they have enough spunk to ride into October, you know, ready to go, ready to do battle, because a veteran team, you know. But I think they got a shot. I think they got a shot. I mean.
I do, too. I mean, you know, and look who's leading them into the fire. A-Rod.
Right. We went to one game a couple of years ago. It was fun watching the game together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of passion here. A lot of passion between us.
Yes, absolutely, Nick. I mean, I got that video.
I know you got the video.
Going crazy.
Well, one day
we're gonna
do our show from the dugout. You know, from the dugout, right?
I love it.
Stories
love it.
From the dugout. Nick Turturro's stories. Relive them. You direct it. All right, Michael Pressman. Thanks, Mike. Great to have
you. Great talking to you, Nick.
We appreciate it. Don't crash while you're going to me. Check in with me tonight, all right, buddy?
All right.
All right, pal.
Take care.
We love you. Take care, buddy. That was great.
You too.
Michael Pressman. Great director. Great guy. Great Yankee fan. You know, he's his son, like you. They share baseball together. That's what's great about baseball. You know, you can do it with your boy. You can go to the games. We talk about the game. We analyze the game. You can have a catch. It's a special game that way. I'm not saying you can't play basketball. I'm not saying you can't play football. But baseball is something that you could do, you know, father and son for generations, for years. I mean, you know, you saw it in movies. You saw it in The Natural. You saw it in Field of Dreams, rather. You know, there's just something about being at the game, being at the stadium. You know, we the other night we're down the line. Last night we were in left field. I mean, it's a great stuff. And we have another guest coming up. Are you there, Scott?
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Scott Garris to the house. Welcome to iBreed Baseball. The general manager from the Edison Hotel, West 47th Street. Got to tell you, I was in the hotel business, Scott. For 10 years, I was a doorman at the St. Moritz on the Park, so I know the hotel business, and it reminds me a lot of the Moritz. Very warm, very, you know, like you feel like you're at home, and I was that guy. I was the doorman. I was in front of the hotel, and I worked for a lot of GMs, all kinds, so I know the hotel world. I've wanted to do actually developed a few pilots based on my doorman in the hotel. Maybe one day we did shoot something, but if we ever get further along, maybe we'll come to the Edison and do it right at the Edison.
So, that would be wonderful.
I know. And now tells me that you are a Big time Yankee fan. How long, since when? The 90s or the 80s?
Going back to the 80s. Love the 90s, of course.
Right. The 80s was a wild time. We didn't have much pitching. Who was your favorite ball player in the 80s? Was it Mattingly or Winfield?
Of course. Donnie Baseball, of course.
Right. Right. Donnie Baseball. And do you go to a lot of the games?
I do, actually. Diehard fan. I had season tickets in the 2000 season when they beat the Mets, of course.
Oh, wow. Wow. Did you get to any of the Subway Series games?
I did. Game one. What a game.
Wow. What a game is right.
Remember that one.
My God. What would you say was the turning point in that game? Do you remember?
I can't remember who made the hit, but there was that base running error by, I think it was, who was it, Timo Perez? You remember that?
Right, Timo Perez. And who hit the ball? Who hit the ball on the Mets? Do you remember?
I don't remember. Was it Piazza?
No, it wasn't Piazza. It was Todd Zeal.
That's right.
Todd Zeal. I love that stuff. I'm crazy with that stuff. But there was an at-bat. The Yankees were down in the ninth inning, and Benitez was in for the Mets throwing gas. And do you remember that classic at-bat, and he got the walk? You remember who got the walk? He was one of the – basically, to me, he was kind of like the heart and soul of the Yankees. But he fouled off so many pitches, and then he got the walk.
Had to be Jeter.
No, it was Paulie O'Neill. O'Neill, wasn't he a warrior? Wasn't he unbelievable?
One of my favorite Yankees. I actually bought his T-shirt the other day at the stadium.
You did?
Yeah. Wow. You have to have a Paulie O'Neill.
Yeah, you got to have an O'Neill. It's weird. He came up a red, but he felt right as a Yankee, and that was a great trade. When they made that trade in 93, 94, that was the beginning of the turnaround, if you remember. Then 94, they were on their way to winning the division, and then they had that stupid strike, and then, 95 was that half season and an incredible series with, the Mariners. That was a great series. Even though they lost, it was a heartbreaker. And then 96, the beginning of that magical run with Torrey, with Jeter, Pettit, all these young players. 2000 was great. I got to go to one game. I got to go to the clincher. I got to go to the clincher at Shea Stadium. And I was doing a movie in Canada, a place called Osoyoos. It was 5 hours from Seattle, where my wife's family lives. And I could only see one game. And it turned out that it was the fifth game. So I had to drive 5 hours after I was shooting this crazy movie. Drive 5 hours, fly 5 hours, get on the 7 train. And then I was at game 5. And so I had to travel like 10 hours through the night into the day. And I was like, I will not lose. I didn't come this far to lose. I was like,
where's the trip, right?
I know. It was a great trip. It was great. It was great to celebrate on their soil. Now this year, right. How do you like the team this year, Scott?
I got to tell you, we keep getting wins. We're scrappers.
I know. I agree. They're finding ways to win a lot of games. I mean, you get greedy. Like last night, I was there, and they were coming back. They didn't quit. It was 3-1. They were on the verge of base hit. They had second and third. I could taste it, and it just, it's not going to always happen. But, Nick.
Yeah.
Something to say?
Oh.
Nick.
We'll take the division, no problem. Blue Jays going to cool off. It's going to be easy work. It's not easy, but, it's the saying, easy work, easy money. We'll take the division. Blue Jays are going to cool off. That's no problem. They'll get one of the wild cards. They'll probably go into the playoffs. Got to say, David Price is what's going to hold them in there because I think they'll get a couple injuries towards August. I mean, September, my bad, September.
You hear this guy? He talks like an expert. We got the division. It's locked up. It's that easy. My God. We're only a game and a half up.
You don't understand. You're just looking at right now.
It could have been a lot worse, too, after Toronto went into the stadium. And,
oh, my God.
And the Yankees went up to Toronto. Got the heads up high.
I know.
2 out of 3.
I know. I was last Friday. Don't tell me. I was down the Jersey Shore in the restaurant, and it was 3-0, and I was pacing. After I ate, I said to my friend, let's go up to the TV, see if we can get something going. Then Henley got that hit, and the ball bounced over the fence, and I was like, oh, son of a gun. I was so upset. It was, then Beltran hits that ball, and it was like the biggest hit of the year. Because if they lost that game, that was a huge momentum. They were already a half a game down.
Right.
And they lost three tough games. They didn't hit that series against the Blue Jays. The bats went dead. But that hit right now, and I'll tell you, Beltran looks really refreshed. He is really swinging the bat. I tell you, that guy, you know, if this guy can continue swinging, that's a big plus.
Well, that's a professional
hitter.
He's on
fire right now.
I know. And, you know, because you know, that's a world-class hitter, Carlos Beltran. We forget, you know, we were upset. We signed him 3 years. We go, we haven't seen the best of him. We haven't seen Carlos Beltran at his best. And
yeah, but he has better flashes than Ellsbury does. Ellsbury needs to be a player like kind of like a Michael Brantley type of player.
He frustrates me, doesn't he, Scott? I mean, this guy Ellsbury is like very mechanical. I mean, he's good on paper. He makes good catches, but there's just something like very mechanical about him at the plate.
No, I know. He had a great catch last night too.
Well, you know, he's a Red Sox, Scott. You know, that's the problem when you bring a Red Sox over here.
Hey, we had, if you remember, Wade Boggs was a Red Sox.
We had Boggs too. You know, man, he got a big walk for us in '96 against the.
But Ellsbury hasn't shown that moment yet. We had Damon. He had some great.
Well, Johnny Damon was a different type. He was more of a hired gun from a lot of teams.
Yeah, but still, he was a Red Sox. He hurt us in '04. He came here in '06, or '07, whatever it was, and he helped us win in '09. So. That was his biggest moment as a Yankee. Ellsbury has yet to conquer that, even though we've given him money that we should have gave to someone like Robinson Cano, who I think is having a bad time in Seattle.
Well,
right
Cano should have never left New York, right, Scott?
He
that.
He misses the cooking.
He misses the Dominicans. He misses the salsa. No. You're right.
He misses the 300-foot home run.
So do you think the Yankees are going to take the division?
They have to. They're definitely going to. Tanaka's on the hill tonight. No. As long as they stay healthy, pitching's been key.
Easy,
you know,
man.
And the pitching's been doing well right now. So
you pitch, Tanaka tonight. You pitch, you win. You're right. And Tanaka's got to, you know, he's got to step up and be that number one guy because, you know, Nova's, he's competing. Sabathia's struggling, but he's hanging in there. Pineda, we don't know if he's coming. The kid Severino looks electric. I mean, once he, like, hones it in, but he's just a kid. I love his arm, but I tell you, I like the fact that they haven't given up on these young kids. You know? Bird, this other kid, nice swing.
Oh, we need Bird on the team. Playoffs, we need him on the bench.
Yeah, hopefully Teixeira ain't too hurt, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I mean.
They're having great years.
We got to get more of them at the Edison Hotel. I met your the bullpen coach at the Edison. We need more Yankees Scott.
We get the Yankees. It's a great hotel. Everybody has to come here.
I know. It's a great place. 47th Street, Scott Garris, the general manager of one of the best hotels in the city. They even shot a scene from The Godfather, Luca Brasi, right? In the lobby?
Right, the famous Luca Brasi scene.
Oh, God. Thanks a lot for a few minutes of your time, Scott. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
And thank you for the great hospitality. We'll see you later, right, pal?
Thank you so much. And Danny O'Brien.
Danny O'Brien. Yeah, we can't forget my buddy, Chief of Security. My God. Chief of Security,
Keeping
Danny O'Brien.
Everybody's safe over here.
That's right. The city is safe there. All right,
thanks,
Scott. You
Nick,
keep rooting. Maybe we'll go to a game one of these days.
Hey, that would be wonderful.
All right,
you.
Pal.
All right, bye.
All right.
Take care. Scott Garris, GM from the world-renowned
Edison
Hotel.
Big question for the Mets.
Yeah, let's talk about the Mets.
After this season, will they re-sign Yoenis Cespedes to a big contract? But considering he is coming on 30, since he kind of stepped on the scene, not too late, but a little late for his prime. Because he is a good hitter, but a lot of people don't think the Mets will re-sign him due to money.
Well, I think it depends on if the Mets win the division, if he helps them. You know, maybe if they get to the playoffs. And I mean, Cespedes, I think he's gotten a bad rap. I mean, he was a terrific player in Oakland. He was there for a couple of years. Then all of a sudden, Billy Beane decides to break up. You know, no one ever talks about what he did. As good as he is, he basically dismantled the Oakland A's, and that trade was the beginning of the end. I mean, they did that whole rent-a-player thing with Lester. It didn't work out. The chemistry when Cespedes left the team was not the same, and then he had the fire sale by getting rid of, you know, Donaldson in the prime of his career for why, I don't know. And then and Moss, all these other guys. I mean, I like the Oakland A's. I told you, I'm an Oakland A guy from the early 70s. I love the swinging A's, Bandel, Tanachi, Campanaris, Reggie Jackson, Joe Rudy. And it's a shame that he dismantled the A's. And I think Cespedes, he got sent to the Red Sox. It was a bad fit. Then he winds up on the Tigers, who are starting to decline. And everybody's like, well, he's been traded a lot. It's not his fault. I mean, he's being traded a lot
because they're trying to bring in new talent. But another reason
but
is...
But they're using him.
Well, they're just using him because he's an easy trade gateway.
Right.
But what I don't understand is...
I think he's a bargain.
Well, teams aren't used... They're using him as a rental when he really isn't a rental.
No, he's not a rental at all.
Because he's a free swinger. But you get a guy like Yasiel Puig who is a free swinger as well. But he makes contact a lot of the time. So... It's just a little adjustment Cespedes should make, but if I were the Mets, I'd keep him. I mean, David Wright's coming out. He's leaving the prime of his career, you know.
He's probably going to be looking for big bucks, but let's face it. I mean, you can give him 3 years.
But the teams that are going to give him the big bucks are going to be the Dodgers, the Yankees,
right.
Teams like the Mariners, you know, teams that need a player like him. You know, the Mets should be happy they have him. I mean, I think he's the...
He looks good in the blue and orange.
Who's the guy he's the guy that's going to help them win the division. But
I like him there.
If they don't re-sign him, I think definitely the Yankees will go after him or, you know...
Yeah, I don't know where he would play with the Yankees. Maybe we would put him in, you know...
Got to put him in left field, put Gardner in right. I mean, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, but then you got a problem because you got Beltran for another year and A-Rod. You got a couple of DHs there. I'd love to see him as in pinstripes, but, you know, I mean, it doesn't look bad across town. I mean, I hope Cespedes, you know, stays in New York. That, you know, the Mets are definitely for real. I mean,
They got the pitching to do it.
They got the pitching. Conforto, this kid, I don't know if they're going to send him down because of Kadaya. I hope not. The Astros are hanging on. I mean, the Yankees, you know, they gotta have a good homestand here where we won 3 out of 4 right now, but we got 3 more tough against the end. This Indian team is really getting on my nerves, so we got to at least try to, and I'm not split, but let's try to get the next 3.
Yeah.
I'd like to see this homestand. We come away 7-3, 6-4 at the worst, rather.
Yeah. Right now, looking at it, the best team in the league overall, all around, right now is the Pirates.
Pirates look tough.
They're scary.
Pirates look tough.
They play in a tough division because
they're
going
to get over the hump this year. Mark my words. Savelli's over there. You know, Marte, all these guys. I mean, McCutcheon. They're a fun team. I think they're going to find a way to beat the Cardinals. I mean, the Pirates, they look like a more complete team than the Mets, even though the Mets got that pitching. The Dodgers, I don't think they're going. I don't know why. I just think the Dodgers just don't have it.
The Dodgers don't have a bullpen. It's not.
American League is, I mean, it's not that strong. I mean, the Yankees. They could do it. They could get there. I mean, yeah. We'll see.
I don't think the Royals are as strong as they're percepted to be, and I don't think the Astros are. I think that those teams match up good against the Yankees for the Yankees' purposes, and I think if we could get the division and get one of those teams, I think we have a good shot. You know, we don't have bad pitching, but
no, our pitching is better than people give us credit for.
But I think that if we do get into the playoffs and we advance to a bigger series or something, they might have to go with a 3-4 man rotation like they did in 2009. I mean, that's pretty much
the reality is, you listen, all you got to go is 5-6 innings. We got Shreve, we got Betances and Miller.
Yeah.
Because me, I'd put Miller as the setup and Betances as the closer, but they're not going to do that. But for some reason, I just feel like Betances is a natural closer. I think Miller's never really been that guy, and I think he's got great stuff. But I would love to see that, but it's probably not going to happen. He's just kind of, you know, unorthodox, scares me a little bit. Betances is just, he's
the Iceman.
He's an Iceman. Listen, it was a great show. Thanks to Michael Pressman. Thanks to our other guest, Scott Garris.
Scott Garris from the Edison.
The Edison. My friend Danny O'Brien. You're out there, buddy. We love you. And we had a great time. We'll see you next week. We're out.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.